from the Autoglass America Studios. It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.
For it. I like it. JoJo in with me in place of Geo.
Hello.
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 Jerrica, where she always is at this time of night. Hello.
Hola.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Where you at? Call us. Say what you want. Oh, no strict format. Never really is with the BDRS. I like to think that about the BDRS, that we're probably one of the... Nah, forget it. Because just comparatives never turn out good or well. Mm-hmm. You know, we are what we are, what we are. The BDRS is what the BDRS
is. Vastly different.
You know what? That is true. Every show... because every personality at the head of the shows... for the most part, are very different personalities.
Yes.
I don't know that without radio, any of us would be in the same circles. Johnny B and I, probably because of comedy, but even then, outside of the comedy club, I think we all have different interests, and we're at different stages in our life, though not that many years separate us.
Right.
But, you know... Beckles and I would hang out. I see that. And just talking about those within the host here, like SBK and I, we always hang out. But I think the different personalities certainly infuse the
shows. You like those
Migs
and Swigs boys.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But I would say this. I mean, I don't know.
If it weren't for radio?
No. Take radio out of the equation. Don, I love working with Don. I love hanging out when I go to his house for his happy hours and whatever.
Yeah.
Or when I'm over Swig's house and he's there. I love talking to him, and we have a blast. I have come to consider him a friend. I don't know that I've hung around him enough to say a good friend, though he has certainly been there. He was there at the premiere of the short.
Yes.
And that was great. But he's not the hangout type, I don't think. Like Ben and I, we hang out because he's either on the BDRS on Wednesdays, he's a part of the Cat Named Mo show on Saturdays, and you know, now we're in the mix of putting something together as far as something I can't really say at the moment, but you know, and we've got a company together and we talk, you know, I talk to him a lot. So I kind of hang out with him.
Yeah.
But I can't hang out with him because he doesn't drink.
Well, you can.
Nah, I can't hang out with somebody that doesn't drink.
Okay.
I can hang out with somebody that doesn't drink, but I can't hang out with somebody that doesn't drink. Does that make sense
to
you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He can't hang out with you.
I don't think that Ben cares whatsoever.
No, he doesn't.
But I'm always cognizant of the fact that he doesn't drink, and so it's a slightly different hangout.
Sure,
you know, which is not to say that I would not, you know, drink around him. I've drunk around him. I drink around him.
Yeah,
but you know, when I'm talking about hanging out, I don't need him around. I'll tell you this, because I'm that guy. I'm that guy that will say, you know, knowing that he is 20 years recovering. 23 years recovering. And for better or for worse, I'm that guy that if he were to say, Mo, I'm thinking real hard about taking a drink, I'd say, I'll get you one. And I would do that.
Because you're a terrible friend.
Not because I'm a terrible
friend.
Yes,
that's a terrible friend.
I believe in individual choice.
No.
And You're being an enabler.
I'm not enabling.
Yeah, of course you are.
He's a grown man.
Of course. And that's when you...
He's a grown man.
That's not being a good friend.
If I told JoJo, make sure I don't give somebody my number tonight, and then she lets me give somebody my number.
I would break your fingers before
right.
I let
like
you give somebody.
She's supposed to be my girl and look out for me.
If he tells me not to do something, I won't do it.
Okay, but if he says...
I've been sober
for 23 years.
And you know what? I think I got it under control. I think I'm going to have a drink. I go, let's do it.
Oh my God!
That's why. Did I just not say? Did I not preface the statement with, "This is why we don't need to hang out"? I am very self-aware
that you would not be a good friend.
No, I would be an excellent friend. If I were 23 years sober and I said to my good friend, "Dude, I got this under control. I want a drink right now." I would want that friend to go, well, let's do it.
Okay,
no!
And if that friend allowed you to do it, they're not your friend.
That's what I'm saying. No.
Okay, fine.
Fine. I would handcuff you, zip tie you, duct tape you. You would be so mad at me, but you would not drink on my watch.
I am the guy, listen, and I understand it.
Because I'm a good friend.
And I understand where you're coming from. But where I'm coming from is I want adults to be adults. I want adults to make their own choices.
Yeah,
and
but
I think
there,
if a guy
are,
says
there are situations and circumstances that are
that's why I don't
not,
need,
are not for you.
This is why I can hang.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
That's why I can hang with Ben.
But you can,
but I
hang with Ben.
I can hang with Ben. Jeff, you're on the BDRS. Go ahead.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Jeff.
I was wondering if you got to see Tears for Fears when they came to the Happy Theater in 1993.
I saw Tears for Fears in Washington in the 90s. I did not. I think I've seen them twice, but it was never in Tampa.
Well, they were at the Happy Theater, and I tell you, the sound was so perfect, and you're right, They are great.
Yeah, they're meticulous musicians. Absolutely. I'm glad you got to
see
them, man.
So.
Yeah, it's one of the best concerts that I saw. So, yeah, thank you, Jeff, for listening and calling and sharing. I appreciate that.
Well, you said the call, so I did.
All right, there you go. Aaron, you're on the BDRS. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy. So I got a friend of mine who used to be a functioning alcoholic. He was not capable of going through a day without drinking multiple beers whenever he woke up. Otherwise, he'd get the shakes, shivers, like he was going down the deep end, right?
Right.
He's clean for 2 years. He decided to get his life in order and stop down that trail. And we have had drinks together on very rare occasions after his recovery because he has managed to get his addiction under control. He understands that.
Listen, JoJo, Aaron,
maybe two is enough.
Not everybody has to avoid to manage.
If you are an addict, if you are legit an addict, not just an idiot who goes out and drinks to excess.
I take umbrage at that statement.
Then no, there is no leeway with it.
Well,
and you would know that firsthand from Swig.
So you're saying, how is he doing? Has he ever relapsed to a bad?
That is a relapse.
No.
So whenever we have drank after his recovery, he had one beer. That was it. And we chilled at a bar, played pool, and he would go months and months without having another one. In fact, he doesn't even want to drink most of the time.
Then he's not an addict.
No, he probably still
anymore
is.
More because
no, you don't. You don't. You know
what
no, you don't.
Means?
That doesn't mean you're cured of it. Have you? Oh, Jesus, Mary.
That's like saying I got cured of cancer, but I'm still a cancer patient.
You are.
Well, technically, you are with that. You never know.
You might be in remission. You might be in recovery, but you're very susceptible.
But it remains. But
because it is a disease.
Yeah.
You don't control it. You can't cure it. It is always there. And if you've ever listened to our show, you would have heard Ben Swig say every day, every single day. And I actually just had this conversation with him. And I asked him because it's been 23 years and he's a completely different human being than he was when he got sober. And I asked him if he would ever, at this stage in his life, knowing what he knows now, pick up a drink.
I've asked him that as well.
And he said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
because he's an addict.
He knows the person that he is.
No, because if you're an addict, then you're susceptible of falling right back down that rabbit hole.
But JoJo, I think what Aaron and I'm to a degree stating is not.
Oh my God, Swig, you've got to be listening. Please call in.
Not all addicts are the same.
There's varying degrees.
Yeah, and some, you know, can handle it.
Yeah.
Some know that they will become a monster again.
Right.
Yeah.
And they don't want to take that chance.
100%.
But others are like, I have the willpower. I've done the recovery. I know what I need to do to keep my ass.
Correct.
Back. Wouldn't you say, JoJo, I haven't even asked you the
question. Don't even need to. I agree with you guys wholeheartedly
listen,
on that.
Listen. Wouldn't you say that
right.
sometimes, thank you. Listen, Aaron.
I love you guys.
She's
take
a woman. Now listen to me, JoJo.
I'm done.
JoJo, listen to me.
Nope.
Wouldn't you say that some people fall prey to addiction at dark points in their life, and once they extricate themselves from the darkness, then you know they say, you know what, I can function as a quote unquote normal human being and have a drink every now and again. I do believe there are people that have that ability.
I don't think you are an addict.
No, but well, what were they when they were doing drugs and drink to the detriment of
themselves? It's not the same thing. If you are truly an addict, if that is in your DNA, you cannot control it.
Right.
So you don't ever drink again. You're not one day cured from it and you can manage it. You were never to that point. Ben would never be able to manage it the way that you can or that I can.
Right. Now, I'm not arguing that there are some people that once they stop drinking or partaking in drugs,
and there's people that make choices because they do stupid things when they drink, or they don't like the way that they feel when they drink, or they drink to excess every time, so they stop themselves.
See, this is why I don't hang around addicts, because I'm the guy that would trust the guy that would say, listen, I think I can handle this now. I think I'm good.
Oh,
and I'd say, all right, let's do this.
Really get my blood boiling.
I'd say, let's do it.
Cheese and rice.
Let's go. I don't know how we got on this subject. Jason, go ahead. You're on the BDRS.
Hi, Mo. I'm myself a recovering addict, and it's tough every day, you know.
Absolutely.
Mine isn't alcohol. I wasn't addicted to alcohol, but it's just a tough road, you know, and just anything can really get to you to where you just want to just break free and, you know, and do what you're addicted to, but...
So, Jason,
but you don't do it.
Jason, let me ask you this. So you have stated to yourself that you would, whatever it was that was your addiction, you know that you will never touch that, even kind of play around with it for the rest of your life. You have come to that realization with yourself?
Yeah, I try. I mean, it's hard, you know. My thing was like a personal one, and every time I can go on a website or even on the Bone and I see the pictures of the girls.
Oh.
You guys are sick.
Oh.
See, you can have fun with addiction.
I don't
this
even...
is what we're learning.
Oh, yep.
Thanks, Jason, you idiot.
I mean, I thought that was happening and possible when people watch Bone TV, but now that he officially said it...
It is apparently a thing.
Your call screening abilities are unparalleled, Jerrica. Amy, go ahead. You're on the BT. That was funny.
Oh, my God.
You're on the BTRS.
Hey, guys. I just got in my car and turned. You guys are always on my station.
Well, good.
So I really don't know how this started.
We don't either.
I'll tell you how it started. I was talking about, you know, the disparate personalities on the Bone and we wouldn't necessarily, not all of us, hang out after work if it wasn't for radio. And I was pointing out how I hang out with Ben, but I can't hang out with him because he's 23 years sober. But I'm the kind of person that believes in adult choices. And if he were to say to me, and I was drinking at a bar, he would say, you know what, I think I might have a drink now. I would go, okay. I wouldn't, you know, try and talk him out of it.
Got it. Well, I am what you would call a functioning alcoholic, and it drives me absolutely insane every day of my life.
How long have you considered yourself a functioning alcoholic?
It runs in my family on my mother's side. It is genetic. Everybody on my mother is the oldest of five, and they are all alcoholics. And my mother passed away in a freak accident. No, she was not drunk.
Right.
Not last November, but the November before. And there has not been a day since that I have not had a drink every day after work.
Well, listen, I have a drink. I have a drink every day after work. I mean, there might be a day here or there that I don't, but typically.
I'm not having a glass of wine or a beer. I'm going and getting those shotters of Jaeger and a couple beers, and it's the only way I can sleep.
Oh,
and
okay.
I've tried to talk to myself every weekend and say, you're not going to drink. You're not going to drink. You're not going to drink. And it's really difficult.
Let me ask you this, Amy.
Because
go ahead.
My family, my whole entire world is in New Jersey.
Right.
And I'm here in Florida.
Right.
And I was going to see her for the first time in 4 years, not by my choice, 2 weeks before she fell down six steps and hit her head in the right spot, and 60 years old, beautiful woman.
And passed away. Well, but Amy, you understand that you can't hold on to that grief. You understand that, right?
No.
You don't understand it, or you know that you can't? Well, you can't.
No, I don't.
Well, instead of talking to yourself on the weekends, why not maybe talk to a professional or find a sponsor and have them kind of guide you in the direction, since they'll be able to understand, you know, a little bit better than most and help you.
I will.
Okay.
And I absolutely will, and I appreciate that, and I know that is the absolute right thing to do. But right now, at this point in my life, it is the only thing that makes me feel good. And that's so sad.
Now, wait, let me ask you this. When you say a functioning alcoholic, is that to say that you get all of the things that you need to get done during the day, work, et cetera, et cetera,
yes.
And then you'll have a drink?
When I get home from work, yes.
Yeah.
And I've limited myself. I was doing a lot more after work than I should have.
Right.
And I've been trying to limit myself to not, cutting back, basically cutting back.
Right.
That has been working, but I really just don't want to drink.
Okay, all right.
Well,
now,
that's the first step.
Yeah, because
it's just putting a Band-Aid over a wound,
right.
And it's really difficult.
Because I would say this. If you work all day and you work real hard and you get everything done and you like to unwind with a couple of drinks, I don't have an issue with that. But if you're drinking and you don't want to drink, yeah, that's an issue.
Well, and to mask something else, there's a deeper-seated issue there.
Yeah.
I can drink because I want to just, I relax and unwind. But at this point right now, I feel like I'm drinking just to get drunk.
Well, you probably are.
Like,
well, if you're getting drunk, you probably are. Yeah. Well,
right. And I don't like that.
Okay.
Well, it's really hard.
Hey, Amy, if we put you on hold, can you give Jerrica your number so I can have Ben Swig get in touch with you?
Sure.
Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah,
let's have him. and I'll let him know, and then I'll have him reach out to you so you can talk with him, and we'll get you on the right track.
He knows good people. He's in a good group. I know some of the people.
Yes.
So just hold on, Amy, okay? All right?
Okay. Thank
All right.
You
we'll,
so much.
I will help you with this. Hold on right there. There you go. See, lucky I brought this on.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Sweet girl.
She is. Yeah.
Yes. That breaks my heart.
Yeah. Well, listen, in many different ways, in many different manners, we're all in some fashion or another, self-medicating ourselves.
100%. Mine is food.
Is it?
Yeah.
I rarely see you eat.
you're so sweet.
You'll gnaw on a licorice stick every now and again.
I eat.
You use it a little phallically, but other than that.
I'm about to eat some ribs in a couple of weeks.
Scott, we even got to the rib talk.
I know.
Scott, go ahead. What did you want to say? We have to move on. Go ahead, Scott, real quick.
Yeah, with the idea of addictions, especially alcohol, the idea is codependency. When a person gets so locked into their addiction that they are dependent on it to function in some form or another, and most alcoholics just start off with saying, "Oh, I just drink to release."
Right.
But truth is, they may start with a with a release, but the only thing is it leads to another drink, another drink, and another drink.
Right.
And that's when you become a person that's dependent on that medication, because that's what it becomes to you, is a medication.
Right.
And when you try to withdraw, when you try to remove yourself from that medication, that's when you become, go through the withdrawals.
Oh, yeah. Listen, absolutely, yeah. We understand the process of it, you know, and what it is. And as we said, you know, we're all to a degree self-medicating ourselves in different ways. It may have nothing to do with drugs or alcohol.
Right, right.
Yeah, but thank you, Scott. We appreciate that. Final call, because he did hold. William, go ahead. You're on the BDRS.
Hey, I just wanted to mention, like, it's not really talked about that often, but video game addiction.
Oh, absolutely.
All kinds.
Yeah. Exactly, all kinds. There's all these stories of a famous game called World of Warcraft, that people just shutting themselves off and just playing that for days and days. And
William, I think they're doing it with Fortnite now.
Fortnite, that's what I was just gonna say.
There's an even bigger game. It's actually the biggest game in the world right now. It's League of Legends, and there's people. The games can last like 30 minutes or longer, and people play them back to back for like 10, 20 games at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can get really insane. Like, Fortnite's just a big thing because it's got huge popular people hitting the games. Like, Drake did a stream a couple weeks ago, and it got a lot of people turned on to the game.
Right, right. I understand that, and you're right. And thank you, William, for that call. Like we said, there have been things that have nothing to do with drugs or drink. Ben always says to me, because he'll ask me, because we'll talk about addiction and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I partake of this or that every now and again. And he looks at me like I'm an alien, and he's like, you know, he doesn't understand how I can moderate. And I think maybe people that can moderate look at people with addictions and don't fully understand why they can't moderate.
Correct.
He can't understand why, which is why, from my perspective, if we're at the bar and he says, I've been 23 years sober and I think I'm ready for a drink, I think I can handle it now. I'm an optimist, so I would go, all right, what do you want?
Oh, you're dumb. You're just dumb.
I just tried to explain it.
I understand. Oh, God. That is all the reason more why you say no.
I know. That's all the more reason why I can hang with Ben Swig, but I can't hang with Ben Swig.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.